I don't even know how to start this episode. Welcome and thank you for listening. For those of you along with this ride, we're in it together. Normally, I like to kind of script out what I'm going to say, at least the last dozen or so episodes, to try and give it a more professional feel. But after the Grambling game, and this is the Grambling reaction video, I just figure after that game, I think it's best just to give my gut reaction and gut thoughts on this whole situation and on whatever it was that happened in Shreveport, whatever we all witnessed, just to try and break it down, explain it. But I hate to say it, there's really nothing good out of the game out in Shreveport. I'll take that back. There is one good thing from that is the NSU band, the Spirit of Northwestern. They were awesome. Spirit of Northwestern halftime show was incredible. They sounded good as always. They were on point. They played with pride, with passion, everything that you expect from anyone representing Northwestern State University to do, they did. What happened on the field was a complete opposite. I'm going to get into it. First, a quick word from our sponsor. I'm not even sure how to start breaking down the nightmare of what we witnessed in Shreveport. So, my gut reaction just looking at this, and this is about 24 hours after the game. It's about 7:53 here on a Sunday, and I was one of the unfortunate ones in Independence Stadium. But my thoughts on it is the thing that killed Northwestern State in this game was discipline. If you look at the statistics, it's actually quite close. They only outgained us by 10 yards, 435 to 425. Talent-wise, they don't have that much more talent than us. Definitely not for them to be up 41-7 at halftime. That's an embarrassment, man. You should never be down 41-7 to anyone at halftime. That's on your level. And to just go on this, how would, for instance, an LSU fan feel if they were down 41-7 to Alabama? How would a Texas fan feel being down 41-7 to Oklahoma? They would be extremely upset. And Demon fans should be extremely upset about this. And there are two forms of discipline that I'm talking about in this game. And it's really unfortunate to have both of those because you should have discipline across the board. And we have breakdowns like this, it's really disappointing. First type of discipline is football discipline. The second type is actual discipline. But we're going to go into the football discipline first. And in year five of a coaching regime, you should have a well-oiled machine. You should have the recruits in to run your system, to go out there and look good and to look solid and crisp, make your reads, make your cuts, whether your offense, whether your defense, whether your special teams, it should be clicking on all cylinders. And what we saw out there in Shreveport was pathetic. It looked like Southeastern when they came in and we dropped 80 points plus on them in their first year. It looked like that Southeastern team. But that Southeastern team had an excuse. It was their first year of actual football. They were still trying to figure out the pieces. They had guys they had never played together before in the game. They were learning a system. They were learning a program. They had an excuse. We have absolutely no excuse for this. It's year five of a coaching regime. What the hell is going on? And I'm not trying to beat up on Coach Laird. I've said before, I like him. And I don't know what the issues are. I'm not there every day. But there is something fundamentally wrong with this football program right now. And it needs to be fixed. And it needs to be fixed now. What we saw on that field, and I tweeted it out, it's absolutely inexcusable and unacceptable. We were embarrassed on a field by an in-state school. And I mean no disrespect to Grambling right now. All credit to Grambling. They came out there, they executed it, they wanted it more, they fought more, they played better football, and they kicked our butts up and down Independence Stadium. They made us look bad. Credit to Grambling, man. They have pride. And I said that in my last podcast. Grambling would come out and they play with pride because that G on the side of their helmets means something. And apparently to some of our players, that N on the side of their helmets doesn't mean shit. Because the way some of those guys played out there, it was pathetic. You come out there and you represent a school, whether it's Northwestern State, Grambling, Nichols, UL Monroe, whoever you have, you should have pride, not only for the name on the side of your helmet, but for the guys that paved the way before you. And what we saw at Independence Stadium, spit in the face of every single person that wore purple and orange, no matter if you were a football player, a basketball player, a track athlete, cross country, soccer. That is not acceptable. To come out ill prepared, to come out there and just get absolutely stomped and walked all over. You should go in that locker room and just not allow that to ever happen. And it happened. Because there were plays where we were out of position. Half of those long gains they had for touchdowns, you could see somebody on defense would just go up, dive at their feet. The Grambling players, who literally you are taught never to do that even in high school, they just did a quick sidestep and took it to the house. It was easy. You could have put high school teams out there and scored because it would have been that easy. Because if you have linebackers, cornerbacks, linemen diving at feet at bad angles, any decent football player is going to make you pay. And then you take the talent of the collegiate D1 athletes on Grambling and you get what you see here. 41-7. How does that happen? It just boggles my mind. That is totally unacceptable. And it's just not, it should never happen. There are major changes that need to be made. I'm not sure what they are, but there are major changes and there are fundamental problems in the program that need to be addressed now. Soon. You cannot wait on this anymore. The thing that bothers me, and I said it before, is what would happen to the fan base if we lost this game. And I thought losing this game, I meant by a point or two. Getting absolutely humiliated, it really scares me to think of what the crowds are going to look like in Turpin Stadium this year. Especially when I bring up point number two. And point number two I'm going to get to right now. And this is not going to be a long podcast. There's not a lot of good to talk about in this. But you need to have discipline. Discipline not to commit personal fouls. If you look at the difference between us and Grambling, they didn't have the stupid penalties. And the worst part of it is, in that second half, we were getting our butts beat. The game was over. It was over at halftime. It was over before halftime. In fact, midway through the second quarter, Grambling had the game won. We folded. Plain and simple. So Grambling was talking trash. You know what? I'm cool with that. And they weren't. And I don't mean that being them being unsportsmanlike. It was football, man. It's any sport. You're winning big, you're going to talk a little trash. I get that. They weren't doing anything wrong. They were winning on a scoreboard. They were letting us know it. And you know what? If you're a demon and that's happening to you, because no offense, it's happened to me as a demon athlete. I've gotten my butt kicked by other people. But you don't go in there and do something stupid, like hit a guy from behind after the play is over, which did happen in ours. When that happens, you put your head down, you fight until the end of the game, end of the race, end of whatever endeavor you're at representing Northwestern, but you put your head down and you fight and you dig deep and you drag everything from your soul and you finish that game up and you show pride out there and then you go out there as early as you can and you start working your butt off so it never happens again. The last thing you ever do as a demon athlete or an athlete in general is to get smack talk to you because you're getting your butt beaten and go out there and show that they're right. And that's what we did. They talked a little trash and we pushed them in a helmet and get 15-yard penalty. They had a little shove, we pushed them from behind. 15-yard penalty. There are so many times I saw late in the game, and it was the most disheartening thing in this game, where guys were on the field, cheap-shotting, late extracurricular stuff. Man, you're getting your butt kicked to an in-state school. Put your damn head down, show a little pride. That was a lack of control, a lack of pride, and it goes back into there's a fundamental problem in this football program. That kind of stuff should never happen, ever. I don't care what school you're representing. That should never happen, and that right there spit in the face of everyone that ever wore a demon helmet. And if a demon football player is listening to this, I'm not calling any specific person out, but if you're hearing this, I hope most demon football players on the team now can agree with what I'm saying, and I hope come the next practice, next team meeting, they're calling out their teammates for doing the exact same thing, because sometimes you need to call out teammates, you need to put them on the spot. Because what we saw was not acceptable, and the thing that bothered me is we had a player did a cheap shot, a dirty cheap shot. Basically, a guy talked a little smack when he turned. Our guy hit him in the helmet full bore. It was almost a punch, and he got a 15-yard penalty, and he stayed in the game. Why in the hell was he still in the game? Take him off. Take him to the sideline. Tell him that isn't going to happen again. Put someone else in. What is going on? And I was wondering that watching this. What is going on? There are people in the bleachers wondering the same thing. Our guy just hit a guy, and he just stays in the game. That is a lack of discipline all the way around. You saw it against Montana. You saw it against Grambling, where our lack of discipline, our lack of focus, just absolutely blasted us. We have a lot of talent. A ton of talent on that team. But we're playing like a team that's a first-year program that's just trying to build, and that is just not acceptable. And I apologize for anybody here that may be upset on this one, but as a former Demon athlete, as someone who loves this university, what happened in Shreveport should never happen in any capacity ever. The only time I would ever make an excuse for this is the softball program got blitzed by a coach who made a selfish decision about a decade and a half ago and left the softball program high and dry with very little scholarship athletes. And that softball program came out with a bunch of walk-ons and a coach who got thrust in that position. And yeah, they took some beatdowns, but one thing they didn't do is lose their composure. They fought their butts off. And it was a long, long year for that softball team, but I went to a couple of their games and they fought. They didn't do any of the stupid stuff. So there's a way to lose properly and learn from it, and the softball program did. And that's why our softball program is riding high right now, and they're a great team. Our football program is not. They lost an embarrassing game, a pathetic loss, and it's something that's totally inexcusable. I do want to say one thing before I finish up this entire episode, is that Miles Fallon at quarterback, he played his butt off. And there were some other guys out there too, despite the negativity I just talked about. They had some guys out there really fighting, really playing their butt off. And I really do thank them for everything they did, because they were guys out there that were fighting to the very last whistle and were doing the right thing. Miles Fallon, I'm going to circle him out. He really did do a phenomenal job. You know, at the end of the game, he came out when he was finally subbed out, and you could tell he was beat up and he was fighting, man. It was impressive to see. So, you know, my hat's off to him and to the Demon players out there doing the right thing, weren't doing extracurricular stuff. They're trying to shut it down. Thank you so much. There's a guy, and I'm pretty sure it was him that I saw from Zachary, Louisiana, Christian Hawkins. I'm pretty sure he was the guy I saw, because I was up in the bleachers, but it looked like 26 during the game. And if it wasn't him, I apologize, but that's who it looked like. But it looked like 26 was out there on defense just doing everything he could to make plays and do the right thing. So Christian Hawkins is the guy I got right on that. Again, hats off to him, and hats off to the Demon players, man. I know the ones that are fighting, this has to hurt a lot for them, which will bring me into my last point before in this episode. Let's remember that it is okay to criticize the program, but let's never criticize individual players, and make sure that at the end of the day, we are supporting the Demons. You know, it's no one likes what's happening right now, but we do need to remember, you know, at the end of the day, let's all support the football program. So, you know, once we get into that Southern Miss game, let's scream Farcom Demons, top of our lungs, cheer on this team. Hopefully they can fix whatever's going on. There's nothing easy to say about it, but, you know, hopefully, you know, we can have some positives throughout the year, but let's remain supportive of this NSU team. I was going to cover the soccer team had a good win today over UIW and conference action, but with this episode, I knew it would be kind of negative, and I didn't want to mix in that with the negativity of this episode. And I feel when you have an episode kind of like this after a game like Wet in Shreveport, it kind of overshadows everything else, and that's not fair to our ladies. So next episode, which will be Wednesday, I will cover all the other sports out there. I'll cover the soccer team is doing amazing, volleyball team, cross country. I'm going to speak about all of those. So we'll definitely have an episode coming up Wednesday. We'll talk about all that. Also going to preview the Southern Miss game. You know, time to turn a page. Like I always say, the sun came up today. Had a beautiful day up in Natchitoches, where I came with my family, stayed for the weekend. Great time. So let's continue supporting Demons. Going to turn the page. Thank you for listening. As always, if you want to contact us, look us up on Twitter at Farcom Podcast. You could also contact me, FarcomPodcast@yahoo.com. I do appreciate all the feedback. Do get a lot of people giving feedback, which is really cool. Criticism, comments, thoughts. It's always really cool to hear from. And a lot of what I talk about on here comes from the feedback I do get from people listening. And they'll tell me some things they see with the team, and I'll go back and look at my notes and realize that they're very much correct. And I'll add that little snippet into my notes for the episodes. Again, thank you for listening. Let's have a great week. Going to see you on Wednesday. As always, Farkham Demons.